Let's check in with Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella has our extremely local news report today. And, of course, we're talking about the virus. And is this one urgent care doctor who you guys talked to about this, Jen?
It is. We've been checking in with a doctor, Raul Care. He runs an innovative express care clinic in Lincoln Park. And he had been paying attention to the pandemic as it spread, through China, Italy, and he knew it was coming. He was able to really get a lot of supplies early on. He actually rented an Airbnb across the street from his practice. And he's been doing tests to the public, which it has been frowned upon by some public health officials just because the tests are so limited. But he's been doing these virtual telemedicine screenings with people with symptoms. He just said, if you have symptoms and you want to make sure you're not exposing yourself to anyone else, you can come and get a test. So they have a drive-through test set up over there at 2400 North Ashland. He's tested about 250 people, and 28 have been positive cases. One thing we found the most interesting that he said was several of these cases, they came in because they had been exposed to someone, whether that's a relative or in a building where it was confirmed, and they had no symptoms at all, and they were positive. So he said in that case, this is just proof that the stay-home order is needed, because these people could be, hey, I feel great, I'm going to go do whatever, and they could spread it to everyone else, people who aren't able to handle it as much. So that was the main thing he stressed, is that what we're doing by staying home is really working, even if it just feels like it's not.
Sure. And, when you mentioned the 2400 North Ashland parking lot for testing, we don't want people to show up there and think they're going to get tested. That's not how it works. Everybody just can't go there and shouldn't go there, right?
Exactly. So they ask that you make an appointment online to do a screening with someone at the clinic beforehand, and then they would approve you depending on your symptoms, depending on what they get out of the screening, and then they would send you. But you have to be referred by them first over the phone or a telescreening.
Okay, and that is the Innovative Express Care that we're talking about. Also, let's talk about what some of Chicago's best bars are doing right now.
So as we all know, it's a really hard time in the restaurant and bar industry. So some of these cocktail places in Chicago are getting creative with how to bring money in. The Violet Hour, which you may have seen Wicker Park, people lined up outside of there on Friday or Saturday nights. They make very fancy craft cocktails. It's very posh in there and dark and fancy. They're actually selling $100 kits, which have, it comes with a bottle of booze along with mixers and detailed instructions on how to make some of their cocktails. So you can go online, pre-order them, and then they give you a pickup time. So you can just grab them and go, and you already paid. So there's no, person-to-person contact there. And you could go home and make your craft cocktails. So that's Violet Hour, but several restaurants and bars are doing the same thing. My wife and I actually ordered Big Star margaritas for Friday just to give ourselves something to look forward to. So we'll go pick up a kit, which comes with their house mix and a bottle of tequila and instructions on how to make those margaritas. So we can, make tacos at home and still be supporting a business that we really enjoy.
Yeah, a lot of people need a little bit of a cocktail about now.
Exactly.
And I know I went by the neighborhood Dairy Queen, and I was thinking I need a good stiff root beer float about now, too. So I'm looking at your list here, Jen, and can people go to your site and get this complete list? Because folks do want to support the neighborhood bars and restaurants, and as you say here, you can order cocktails for pickup and delivery, and there's quite a few places doing this. Do you have the whole list on your site?
We do, and we've asked anyone who wants to be added to the list to just send us a note, but it's at blockclubchicago.org, and the headline is, if you need a quarantine cocktail, some of Chicago's best bars are selling make-at-home kits.
Great. BlockClubChicago.org. And we're going to be talking more about the situation with our restaurants and what you can do to help. R.J. Melman is going to join us here at about 7:48 this morning. Let's also talk about Xbox Live and a Netflix subscription. And this is an interesting story, Jen.
Right. So actually, Netflix and, as we all probably know, Netflix and Hulu, we've been watching a lot more TV than usual when we're stuck inside, especially on the weekends. If some of us aren't working from home, it's a lot of TV. So there is a group on the West Side, the Lawndale Christian Legal Center. They help with kids who've been in contact with the criminal justice system at a young age. So if they were, you know, put in juvenile detention or arrested at a young age, they are trying to get these kids to get out of that and move forward in their lives and go to school. And with them not being at school, they are trying to raise the money to keep them from breaking quarantine, one, and just going out on the street. So they are raising money for Netflix, Hulu, and Xbox Live subscriptions. A lot of these households don't have access to those things, so they want to be able. There's a lot of like things going on right now with Xbox Live. You can play with your friends. There's Netflix viewing live, so you can watch a movie or TV show with your friends. So the goal here is to keep the kids connected, the teenagers who are, you know, they may not be getting along with their parents, they may not want to stay in the house, but these subscriptions can go a long way for toward keeping them safe and keeping them inside.
Hey,
so the Lawndale Christian Legal Center is raising money, and you could also donate on our, we have a link on our website as well. If you want to help some kids out, get them some Xbox.
Yeah, anything to help prevent the spread of the virus, right?
Exactly.
And finally, the follow-up to a story we've been hearing about for a while, the guy who is doing the 40-day beer-only fast. How did he come out of this, Jen?
He did it, and he did it even though all of this started happening toward the end of his fast. So he's lost 33 pounds and 6 inches and had to close both of his restaurants while he was doing this fast. So this was a diet that was tried by 17th century monks that he decided to do for Lent. And toward the end here, when the coronavirus crisis began, he was like ready to throw in the towel. But he said, you know, that'll make me more depressed than I already am. So he stuck it out. And, he's lost the weight. He said he's not snoring as much. He feels better. His doctor was like, you know, don't try this at home. But he is now getting back to work and opening his restaurant for takeout and delivery, trying to get his staff back to work. He said that he had to lay off 57 employees, and some of them are having a hard time getting unemployment benefits just because the state system is so overloaded right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hoping to bring them a little bit of income through takeout and delivery. And he hopes the attention that he's gotten from this beer fast gets people to throw in a few bucks to support his staff.
Yep, that would be nice. That's Patrick Berger, and he's the co-owner of Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger. And so he's breaking the fast today at Patty Long's, 1028 West Diversity in Lakeview. He's breaking the fast later today?
He is. And he is. He was going to just go right into eating a burger or something, but his doctor told him not to do that and to ease back into food. So he'll be making a garlic potato soup, which is another, like, rooted in history as a hangover cure. He's very into this, the historic elements of this diet. So he is going to slowly and healthfully ease back into food. But he's going to be slinging the burgers and everything else you want at Patty Long and Kaiser Tiger for pickup and delivery.
All right. Well, good luck and good health to him and all of us. Thanks, Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, for our extremely local news report today. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.